On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order in February establishing a task force on caregiving. And now more than two dozen people are involved in this group. They're trying to address worker shortages. They're looking at supporting services for families. And we're checking in on the group's work. What aspects of caregiving need to be addressed first? How do you want to see caregivers compensated? We're at 800-642-1234. Todd Costello is co-chair of the Governor's Caregivers Task Force. He's executive director of the Community Living Alliance, and he's president-elect of the Wisconsin Personal Services Organization. Todd, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, and thank you.
So the Caregivers Task Force, they met to talk about how to look at the caregiver shortage in Wisconsin. That happened last Wednesday. One of the key areas that looks like is compensation. What is the plan from this task force, from this group?
Well, I think that we are very fortunate to have such experience and expertise on the task force and incredible stakeholders that are very passionate about this issue. And obviously, when we look at the current workforce crisis, there are many contributing factors. And I think low wages, unfortunately, is one of them. And I believe this will be certainly a priority as we look at how we can truly demonstrate value, the value that this workforce brings to the long-term care system. And so we'll be looking at opportunities to improve wages, provide benefits, and other types of employment perks that everyone who is employed really wants to have part of their work experience and to support a living wage.
Well, when you look at wages for caregivers, what are they? What does that look like?
Well, I think that the wages vary, but the median hourly wage for home care workers in Wisconsin is currently about $10.47. Of course, there's variation depending on where you may be located. Looking at rural communities in the northern region of our state, you may find lower wages, and then in urban centers, they may be considerably higher. But when you look at the 1047, obviously that is not really able to support people to pay their rent or their mortgages or car payment or daycare. And these are some of the true barriers that I believe contribute to this current workforce crisis.
So why is pay so low when we see demand so high for, you know, as long-term care keeps rising?
Well, I think when you look at state Medicaid, long-term care services is really one of the commitments is creating this community-based support, as well as supporting folks in facilities. But many of our providers, for example, in the Wisconsin Personal Services Association, Medicaid represents close to 90% of their revenue. And so the rates are really set by the department. And so there's little leverage that providers often have in supporting or increasing these wages. And as we look at this classic economic supply and demand, the need, as you mentioned, it far exceeds what the current supply is there. And so we're really looking at how we can close that gap and add value. I think that, you know, there's a couple other reasons. I think that the workforce is representative of women and people of color and individuals who have been marginalized to some extent. And I think as we look at how we can address the whole workforce crisis, I believe that we really need to look at equity and all those contributing factors.
We're talking with Todd Costello. He's co-chair of the caregiving task force that was formed in a directive by Governor Evers earlier this year. Do you currently serve as a caregiver? How has that role affected other parts of your life? And what policies could be enacted to better support you? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Todd, you were saying earlier about Medicaid and the shortfalls of Medicaid, the role of a low Medicaid reimbursement rate. How is the task force taking Medicaid into consideration then as it looks for solutions?
Well, I think that that is one of our key charges. I mean, there within the Executive Order 11, there are several, and looking at how we can address the shortfall within Medicaid and make the numbers work. I think that we will be working with this talented group and the as I mentioned, just the wide range of interest within the group. And we have providers, we have individuals who receive these services, we have family members, we have tremendous support from DHS and DWD and looking at providing data for us to examine, and we will continue to really dive deep. I think we're looking at best practices and evidence-based opportunities, looking at what other states are doing and how, if any of those are things that we would want to consider and replicate for the state of Wisconsin. And we recognize that, as I had said earlier, the demand is such and resources are limited. And when you look at the budget process, obviously, I think this year's biennial budget was incredible in terms of the commitment that the governor made to this issue.
A step forward.
And so I think that we want to be good stewards of those funds. I mean, it was a considerable increase. And so we want to make sure that we can impact this issue, that we can actually improve the wages of the direct care workforce. And more importantly, you know, it's really about the individuals who rely on these services and family caregivers. I think that's another component of this issue is the workforce crisis is really pushing many family caregivers to miss work, to and really provide those services and to step in.
Well, let's pause right here and bring in Dave in Milwaukee with thoughts on this. Dave, hi.
Good morning to both of you. I think this is such an essential issue. I am a caregiver. I am in Milwaukee. And I want to ask, how are we going to, I do agree Medicaid is racist in the way that they don't pay to us, and we are almost all of color, and I wanted to know, how are we going to make Medicaid less racist and get this money? Because this job is nasty sometimes, and it's long hours, and there, you know, it is a mess.
Dave, how long have you been a caregiver?
13 years.
And do you see yourself getting raises at all, or has your wage stagnated?
Oh, no, this Medicaid, they pay... they don't even give you any raise. It's, sometimes it goes down. And I don't know if the gentleman knows this or not, but if a lot of these people are so housebound and what have you that, you know, we're working a lot more hours to help them use the toilet, to help them clean themselves, etc. And so for me, 13 years of doing this work, and I just think that the Medicaid is racist. If this was, if I was a white farmer or a trucker or something like that, they don't pay me no $10 an hour. Why is a trucker? Just want things to be equal.
And we're hearing a story from Dave in Milwaukee on life as a caregiver. You can join in 800-642-1234 as we talk with Todd Costello, who co-chairs the governor's task force on caregiving. Back in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about caregivers here on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The governor commissioned a task force earlier this year to better support family caregiving. According to AARP, there are more than a half million family caregivers here in Wisconsin. The task force has met, drafted priorities. We're learning about them, hearing your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Do you work at a skilled nursing facility? What are your challenges on the job? Were you previously a caregiver but had to leave the profession? What was difficult about the role? Join in at 800-642-1234. Todd Costello stays with us. He co-chairs the governor's task force on caregiving. Todd, State Senator Kathy Bernier, who is on the task force with you, said last month that conversations shouldn't just be about money. They should encompass a look at how long-term care is provided. Where do you see room for improvement when it comes to the quality of care?
Obviously, training. I think that's a very important issue. The work is complicated. It's rewarding, but challenging. And I think that when you look at the variety of settings in which this work occurs, there are certainly folks that work in facilities, but when you look at the community-based workforce, often there's a lot of autonomy, which is wonderful as part of a job experience, but it can also lead to isolation. And so finding ways to really engage with this workforce, to let them know that we support them, we have their back, we want to make sure that they have the skills to be successful and the tools to do the job. And so I believe there's actually a real opportunity to positively impact training and looking at consistently training throughout the state. I think it has unfortunately been one of the criticisms just nationally that there's been such variation in training standards. And I think that that's definitely an area that we can impact.
Sandra emailed to say, in addition to better wages, one of the benefits that should be provided is disability benefits, because Sandra says, we all know it's a matter of time before we get hurt on the job. Disability benefits alone are not enough when you need immediate funding assistance after an injury. What can you say there?
Well, I agree. I mean, I think that there are needs for health insurance, short-term disability, and again, all the things that typical employees expect. And so I think these are all areas that we will be looking at. Obviously, you know, one of the charges is to really look at accessing compensation and fringe benefits for caregivers, including ways to make healthcare affordable for this caregiving workforce through employer-sponsored plans, Medicaid buy-in plans, or other health insurance coverage options. So this will clearly be an area that the task force will be addressing.
As we see, some nursing homes have been closing. They don't have the staff. They're not, staying in the black with their budgets. And at the same time, Wisconsin is seeing this aging population. There is the demand. What is happening to these residents and who might not otherwise have anywhere else to go?
Well, I think that that's one of the true hardships of this story. I think that we're looking at nursing homes that aren't able to have adequate staff. We're looking at agencies, really having to tell individuals when they call for these services that they just do not have the workforce to serve them. And so that is the real heart of this story, is that there are people, there are citizens of our state who are going, unfortunately, without the support that they need to have a life that is, for allowing them to pursue their own well-being and to live with dignity. And I think that is one of the driving forces, if not the most important, of why this task force is in existence. It's really looking at how we can ensure that we will have adequate services to support our aging and disability communities.
We're talking with Todd Costello. He co-chairs the governor's task force on caregiving. He's also president-elect of the Wisconsin Personal Services Association. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a family caregiver? What kind of support would make the work easier for you? What support services do you need? You can call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Todd, there are 29 members on this task force. They come from all different walks of life into the looking at the situation around caregivers. Do you find, after meeting together, are you all on the same page?
Absolutely. I think even though we have a very diverse group who really add to the richness of this task force. I think that we have, as I mentioned, representation from parents, family caregivers. We have representation from the nursing home industry. We have advocates. And so I think that as we went around the room on our first meeting last week, I was completely in awe of just the passion and the commitment and the level of expertise and personal experience that this group brings together. And I think our task will be to harness that and to be inclusive and to ensure that everyone has a voice around the table. And in addition to that, we are also seeking content experts within our community. And so we're finding ways to also educate this group and to have us have a shared understanding of what the issues are and what some of the resources and potential solutions may be.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, the state budget increased funding for personal care services by $91 million. Personal care services allow people to remain in their homes. And your organization, the Community Living Alliance, the nonprofit, provides this kind of help. How do you want to see this money put to work?
Well, I think obviously we want to improve the wages for this workforce. We want to look at how we can also invest in technology. When you look at a remote workforce, there are certain challenges. And so everything that I look at regarding employment these days and what prudent companies are doing, it's really about engagement with your workforce and to have that connection. And as I mentioned earlier, that our workers are in the community. And so how can we connect with them? How can we give them the support? And so we're very excited about looking into technology, but most importantly, it's really looking at creative ways in which we can demonstrate value. For example, recently our board, through some of our fundraising, we were able to implement a bereavement stipend. The relationships between personal care workers and clients is so rich, and so Unfortunately, when a client passes away, that can sometimes mean loss of wages for individuals. And because we value that relationship, we just thought there's got to be a way to really support our workforce. And so we have implemented, actually beginning today, or actually October 1st, a benefit that will provide a stipend for our workers when one of their clients passes away so they can get a day off, so they can grieve. But more importantly, I think it's a way to really acknowledge just the strength and what and how meaningful that relationship is.
Many people who are currently caring for family members, they're not getting paid for it. Is the task force looking at how to provide financial support for family caregivers who do this every day?
I believe we will be looking at how we can support family caregivers through respite. Family caregivers currently, if they choose, can be employed. For example, our agency hires family caregivers. We have family members who feel very strongly about that they are actually in the best position to provide that care. And so We are looking at ways to encourage more family caregivers to join our workforce. I think, again, you know, the wages are not what they should be or can be. And so we are looking at other incentives. There's some creative things happening. We'll be looking at how policy might perhaps be able to support this workforce, looking at tax credits and other kinds of initiatives that may make this work and the impact on families.
And very quickly, Todd, the next meeting for the task force is October 25th. What do you want to accomplish at the next meeting?
Well, I think our first two meetings is really looking at data, looking at best practices. We want to establish work groups because, as you mentioned, we're 29 strong individuals. And so being able to achieve really all of the expectations of the governor's order, that we felt that it would be helpful to break up into smaller work groups.
Todd, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Todd, thank you.
Todd Costello is co-chair of the Governor's Task Force on Caregiving. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. News is next.